If you could quantify your anxiety, what would you say it was like right now on a 1 through 10 scale?
Probably like a 6 or 7. Pretty
Okay,
high.
and where do you feel the anxiety?
In my stomach, in my chest, kind of can feel my heartbeat, and
Okay.
kind of in my head. It just feels like
Okay.
a kind of a sense of awareness.
And when did this anxiety start? When were you first aware of it?
In life or tonight?
In life.
Yeah, sorry. Childhood. I mean, I don't know how to go in there without telling everything, but
Go ahead.
my mom was, is an alcoholic and been married about, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, and don't know my biological father, and then obviously having several come in and out, and it just was always stress. I mean, every day my mom was off the ringer. I mean, every single day was a disaster, and something was happening, and it was money, and it was this, and we weren't behaving well, and
Well, hold on a second. What's happening to your anxiety as you're talking right now?
it's getting worse.
Is it, okay, I want you. So one of the things I notice is, as you're talking, you have a tendency to really emphasize what you're saying, and what I hear in your voice is, your voice seems to be speeding up a little bit. There seems to be a focus on what you're saying or conveying what you're saying across, and I'm wondering if, as you're talking and as you're explaining what's going on, if you're aware, if you're attending to the anxiety that you're feeling.
No, I think I know that I definitely talk faster and faster, and if I'm nervous, whether it's something at work or I'm in sales and it's getting closer to a sale or training people, I just get I talk faster and faster, and
Okay,
I just
hold
kind
on, stop again. I want you to check in. I want you to see if you can just really attend to this physical sensation of anxiety that you feel. And I want you to think of it like a baby in the other room, that if there's a baby that's crying, you don't just neglect the baby. You don't just let it cry. What you do is you go over, you attend to the baby, and you soothe it and help bring it down a little bit. And I want you to look at your anxiety right now the same way, because what I hear is there's, as you're talking, there's a rise in anxiety, but that your internal state is being ignored, it's being neglected, and there seems to be a prioritizing of the words you're saying or getting across what you're trying to articulate or even having me understand it. But it seems like the actual internal feeling or sensation or anxiety is getting ignored when that happens. So I want you just to take about 30 seconds or so right now and really see if you could sit with and even soothe or try to bring down that internal state. I don't want you to think about, if you're doing a good job right now or the number of people listening, or let all of that fall secondary to just checking in, seeing if you could recognize the physical sensation of the anxiety and just taking a couple deep breaths and calming it down a little bit. What do you notice right now?
Well, the whole time you were talking, I just was breathing slow and trying to tune in, and it definitely calmed. I mean, it did calm a little bit in my inside. I mean, the rushing feelings slowed down. I mean, I don't know.
Good. All right. So this is something that we want to help you get into a habit of on a regular basis. I think what happens is on the inside, you start to really speed up. And if that goes unchecked, then the anxiety is just going to get worse and it could spill into pain. So one of the things that we want to do is just help you check in when it isn't that bad and bring it back down. But we don't want you to just stop everything you're doing and spend your whole day checking in. But we want you to increase your capacity to recognize when your anxiety is getting away from you, and
Sure.
to bring your attention to it and slow it down. All right, so go on.
Okay, so when I was, 6, my mom got remarried, and to who I call my father, and he had legally adopted me and my brother and sister when we were 10, when I was 10. And then they got divorced when I was 12, which really threw me into another spin of rejection and another father loss, and really was the hardest part of my life, I think, in terms of moving forward, and that feeling of
Hold on,
just
hold on. I
wanting.
want you to stop again. What's going on right now as you're talking?
I'm getting all those feelings back
Good. All
and
right. So you see how quick it is? You were able to bring it down. You were able to slow it down. And you returned to what you were talking about. It was maybe 10 or 15 seconds, and already it started rushing back. So I just want you to stop. I just want you to check in. See if you can bring it back down again. Slow it down. Slow everything down. Slow yourself down.
yes, but
Good. All right. And when you feel like you've grounded yourself a little, then just continue.